Secretary Gates says the U.S. and allied effort in Afghanistan finally has the right resources to begin delivering tangible, lasting results, but he said progress will not come without cost.
As we expected and warned, coalition forces as well as Afghan army and police have taken heavier casualties as we go into areas the Taliban has dominated for years. Having said that, our enemies are paying a very steep price and feeling more pressure than ever. That will only intensify as Afghan and coalition military operations expand, bringing security to people and communities the Taliban has terrorized. This is precisely the kind of pressure we believe will lead to reconciliation and reintegration. We are beginning to see small, isolated examples of individuals and groups laying down their arms rather than confront Afghan and coalition forces.
Gates said that pressure will intensify as coalition military operations expand, and he believes it will lead to the reintegration of Taliban fighters and reconciliation with the group's senior leaders. Gates said in addition to the 30,000 more U.S. troops, there are 7,000 fresh international troops, nearly three-quarters of their commitment, as well as triple the number of American diplomats and aid workers, and a substantial increase in the size and capability of the Afghan security forces. The secretary also acknowledged that American aid money contributes to corruption among Afghan officials. He said steps are being taken to change that, and he welcomed the Afghan government's anti-corruption efforts.
I want to note that the U.S. must make sure that American dollars and other foreign assistance do not fuel corruption. Ambassador Eikenberry and General Petraeus are putting in place new procedures and controls to accomplish this objective. And we fully support the Afghan government in its own efforts to address corruption.
Gates said he and President Karzai agreed the anti-corruption effort must be Afghan-led. Mr. Karzai issued a passionate defense of his stance on corruption in the face of mounting international criticism, and he blamed the press for painting an inaccurate picture of his efforts.
And I hope you would do the job of conveying the concerns of the Afghan people and me as the president of this country, to work towards building an Afghanistan with the help of the United States and our other allies that is a state based on proper laws and regulations, that is a lawful state, not an abusive police state.
Mr. Karzai accused foreign elements of involvement in the recent arrest and alleged mistreatment of a corruption suspect and said that is why he intervened to get the man released. Mr. Karzai also said his decision to ban security contractors in 4 months, except on foreign compounds, is final and conclusive. U.S. officials say the controversial decision will make it difficult for diplomats and aid workers to safely move around the country. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kabul.